Welcome back. Delays, low inventory, higher costs. The supply chain chaos is being felt by everyone, hitting businesses large and small. For more, we're joined by Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero with a look at how local business owners are still taking it all in. Danny?
Yeah, Alexis, it's been a challenge to say the least for small business owners to really survive the pandemic. And some of these business owners continue to be impacted by the supply chain mess. Demand for consumer goods remains high. Supplies and products are trickling in for the most part. Two-thirds of small business owners say that they've had to adapt in some way due to the supply chain bottlenecks. And that's according to a software company survey, Skynova. And it's not, like you said, it's not just small business owners. The large ones are also facing this headache as well. For example, Starbucks reported that they are facing a shortage on disposable cups. And that's according to the Wall Street Journal. I spoke with a cafe owner in Los Angeles that says that they're having a hard time finding gloves, as well as those coffee cup sleeves, and that they've tried to find a local source, but that supplier imports in. So that's not able to really work out for them. So they've had to really modify their branding. Also, like I said, another business owner, a furniture store, say that they're dealing not only with, shortages, but the inconsistency of their inventory. Take a listen.
So it's not something that we can rely on. And that's sort of a bigger struggle because you want to promise a shorter lead time on a sofa, for instance. You just can't right now. Because anytime you hint that it might be faster, that's the order that's missing parts that have to be flown in from China, those sorts of things. For us, one of the bigger impacts is the amount of work we're doing to keep up with price increases.
And like you heard right there, another concern, rising costs. Inflation is another crippling obstacle for these small business owners. More than half of small business owners say that they've had to push those costs to their customers, which charging customers more due to inflation. And that's according to the National Federation of Independent Business Report. And some of these business owners also can't keep up with those rising costs, which again is impacting their sales margin. Alexis, Karina?
Hey, Danny, I want to ask you real quick, what do we know about the backlog at the Twin Ports? Because we had experts on last week saying that things are starting to ease there.
You're right. There are some signs of a let up at the Los Angeles County ports. So let's break it down because the total container ship backup sits at 76. That was on Friday, which is down from the 109 of ships that were backed up in January. And that's according to the Marine Exchange of Southern California. But again, it's unclear whether this is a trend or a temporary thing due to the slowdowns in Asia because of the New Year holiday that started earlier this month. Still, congestion still remains high to historical standards. Container ships on average are waiting 18 days to unload at the port of Los Angeles. And prior to the pandemic, it was rare for ships to really wait for a berth. And on the bright side, port officials say they are continuing to increase capacity. But again, like I said, it's still unclear whether this is a trend or a temporary thing. And with tensions growing about a Russian-Ukraine invasion, there is potential for another disruption across all global supply chains. Karina?
There certainly is. All right. Thanks a lot, Danny Romero. Appreciate it.